So word from the boss is that we wait for the package to arrive, we check the contents, and then we take care of business.
By taking care of business, you mean pay the guy, right?
Yeah, we pay him. With lead coins moving real fast.
He means kill him.
Exactly. I think we can handle that. He's supposed to be coming alone anyway. The boss doesn't mind paying him for the drugs. But this guy thinks that he can cut his coke and not have us notice? The boss wants to, you know, make an example out of him.
Think you can handle that, Frank?
Well, of course, Artie.
I should hope so. Now be quiet. Here he comes. You come alone?
Of course.
You got the stuff?
Yeah. You got the money?
Of course. But I gotta see the stuff first.
I can't show you the stuff unless I see the money.
I can't show you the money until I see the stuff.
Then let's show both at the same time.
Or how about I just have my boys shoot you now? Shoot them, boys.
Look, I'm just so
I said dumb. Shoot him!
I don't think so.
What?
I think you're both under arrest.
You two are pigs? I should have known.
Now, I was hired to bring this package. I'm not a bad guy. I swear I'm not a bad guy. Easy.
Hey, guy, stand still. Let's quit this guy.
Look out! He's got a gun!
Crazy. I can't believe we just caught those bad guys and blew up a building.
All part of the job, my friend. And all thanks to you and your amazing plan. Good work, kid.
Bernie, when you showed up at my house a year ago, I never imagined we'd be doing such exciting work.
Has it been a year already?
Yeah, it has.
Time sure does fly. Oh, hey, I was gonna ask you, you got plans for this weekend?
No. Why?
Well, Rebecca wants to do this paint your own pottery hippie thing this weekend, and I really don't want to be alone with her right now. I was thinking that you could bring a date or something, do that whole double date deal thing.
You don't want to be alone? Why not?
I think she's waiting for me to pop the old cue, and I'm trying to avoid that conversation with her.
You don't want to?
No way.
Are you just, like, not ready, or...?
I don't think I'll ever be ready. I'm a leaf on the wind, my friend. I can't be tied down. Just, don't tell her that.
Sounds like a real healthy relationship, Bernie.
As healthy as any other.
I don't think that's true.
Anyways, what do you say?
Well, honestly, I don't have anyone I could bring.
What? No one?
I'm not really that good with girls like you are.
Look, all you gotta do is open your mouth and let the words come out. If you say something dumb, they think it's cute. If you say something smart, they think it's smart. It's as simple as that, my friend.
I don't feel like your advice is very...
Come on, just give it a try. Next girl we see, you just go up and talk to her.
No, Birds, I...
Here, I'll help. Let's stop at this, Staple Depot and give it a shot.
Staple Depot?
You don't want a girl?
Well, yeah, of course. I'm not like you. I'm not a leaf in the wind. Sometimes I dream of settling down and starting a family.
Ugh. Don't say stuff like that to girls. They hate it. Okay, look. Girls have their guards down at Staple Depots. It's a fact. Besides, I need to pick up a new laptop.
A new laptop?
Yeah, if Rebecca sees that I bought something really expensive, it clues her in that I'm not saving up for a ring. It will discourage that whole marriage talk.
Sounds very healthy.
One computer. Can I get anything else for you guys?
That'll be it. Phil, I want to thank you so much for buying this computer for me.
What?
This is my buddy Phil. He's such a fantastic guy. I told him I didn't need him to buy this computer for me, but he insisted, because he's just that nice of a single guy. Aren't you there, bud?
All right. If you could just sign this receipt, please?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, hey, he doesn't have cash on him, so he can't leave you a tip.
I'm a cashier. You don't tip cashiers.
Well, Phil does, because he's that kind of guy. But if you don't mind... He'll make it up to you at dinner this Saturday. Look, here's his card.
Are you hitting on me for your friend?
No, he's not. I'm sorry, ma'am. We gotta get going.
Actually, I am. I'm a straightforward kind of guy. Just the kind of guy I am. Phil's just being modest.
I'm really not.
He's really into modesty. You seem pretty modest yourself. He thinks that's hot. So into modesty.
Excuse me?
You two could have, like, an adventure in modesty this Saturday. Here's his card.
Okay, time to go. Have a great day, ma'am. Come on, Bernie, let's go. Bernie, that was really embarrassing.
Come on, you got her number, didn't you?
I think this is a fake number.
I don't think so.
Bernie, it's the number 2. That's not a phone number, it's just a number.
I'm telling you, you're gonna get a date to that basket weaving thing on Saturday.
I thought you said it was pottery painting.
Who knows?
Hey, why are you speeding?
We gotta get back. Otherwise, the director's going to be ticked.
What? Why? What's up?
Oh, yeah, I didn't tell you. We've got this new guy from the East Coast coming in. Lou something. Lou Ferrigno? Probably Lou Ferrigno.
It's not Lou Ferrigno. That's the actor that used to play the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, well, it's Lou, I know that. They're bringing him in for this new assignment because of his extensive knowledge of the parties involved. Or something like that.
Man, Bernie, I told you to tell me about this stuff. I would have read his file.
Why? You would have just been wasting your time.
I don't like going in unprepared. And you shouldn't either. In our line of work, that could be dangerous.
Hey, I've been in this a lot longer than you, kid. I've done all right so far. Get ready.
For what?
The wrath of the director. He doesn't look happy about our little assignment earlier today.
But I thought you said we were following orders.
Well, the orders weren't exactly, clear.
Bernie!
Rodriguez! Jenkins! My office, now!
Here we go.
Where have you boys been?
Mr. Director, sir, I can explain. We were trying to find...
Director, we were closing a case. I'm pretty sure that's our job. Right?
Don't get smart with me. Your job is to solve cases, not blow up buildings. You're sloppy, Rodriguez. You're supposed to be an example to this kid. How is he supposed to learn anything?
Don't worry, Mr. Director. I'm giving him quite a well-rounded education. But if you need to suspend me...
I can't afford to suspend you, Bernard. We don't have time for that. I'm putting you two on a new assignment. I'm sure you're both caught up on the profile of the new recruit.
Totally, sir.
Ellen, could you send Lou in?
Yes, sir.
Oh, no.
Well, hello, boys. Fancy seeing you two again.
Boys, I'd like you to meet Lucy Middlelast. As you read from her file, Lucy has been on assignment as a junior agent at the Staple Depot. She's familiar with the case, so we are promoting her to a full agent recruit. Because of her experience, she'll be running this investigation. Phil, could you show Miss Middlelast around, please?
Around what, sir?
Around headquarters. Where do you think?
Oh, yes, of course. Right.
Is that going to be a problem, Jenkins?
I think it sounds just great. Thank you, Agent Jenkins.
Yes, just great.
Good. Then get out of my office, all y'all.
I know what you're saying, but I just don't agree. I hope that makes sense, Phil.
It's not supposed to make sense.
Then why say it?
Well, just, I don't know.
You're so cute when you admit you don't know stuff.
I'm really happy to be with you, Lucy.
And I'm happy too. Now, could you stop staring into my eyes and start belaying me?
Oh, right. Sorry.
I just want to get to the summit before dark, sweetie.
And I know you don't like it when I get all sappy. I understand.
You know me well.
That I do. Belay on! You know, it has been almost a year since I wooed you with my charm.
You wooed me? I don't think so. I chose you despite you, and your friend Bernie's poor attempt to win my favor.
Well, Bernie did help a little bit by, you know, by not showing up to our first date.
Very true. How are he and that girl doing? What was it, Rebecca?
I'm pretty sure they broke up that same night. Probably why they didn't show up. I never actually met her. I think she got pretty mad and put in for a transfer after he said something about never wanting kids or something.
Typical guy thing to say.
Hey, I would never say anything like that.
But you're not a typical guy, Phil. And that's why I love you.
Now there you go, getting all sappy. You want me to toss up some tissues?
Very funny, Phil.
Well, I thought so.
But of course, we aren't here to talk about your stand-up routine, though I'm really looking forward to you getting that together.
Yeah, right. But yeah, what's the latest?
The director says we are closing in on these guys in the Staple Depot group. It's not been easy because more moles in the agency have popped up. But once we pinpoint their location, we'll all move in and finally take these people down.
Are you sure you have to go in?
Phil, we've talked about this a million times.
I know, but the more we work the case, the more I wish you weren't even involved at all. With all the moles and the bombing last summer and everything, it's just unstable.
Well, honestly, I feel the same way. But right now, I'm a free spirit. One day, when I decide to settle down, I think I would rather not raise kids in the home of a secret agent.
I feel the same way. When that time comes, one day, of course, I think I'd like to start living as a civilian again.
Though, I would miss saving the world every day.
I think I'd miss watching you do it just as much.
There you go. Now you're starting to get the picture.
Alright, enough work talk. We've got a long week ahead of us, especially if we close in on the Staple Depot group.
Lucy, I need these reports on my desk. ASAP.
I understand. Right away, sir.
Psst. Psst. Lucy?
Phil? Are you wearing a tuxedo?
Lucy, just come here with me.
Okay. I was about to go to lunch with Catherine.
Actually, you're about to have lunch with me in the meeting room. Don't worry, Catherine knows.
All right.
Well, I was going to do this for dinner tonight, but it looks like we're going to be here at the office with paperwork for the next few days.
Phil, look at what you did. Candles and everything? Probably setting this up while you could have been doing your paperwork.
I'm a hopeless romantic. What can I say?
Emphasis on the hopeless, my dear. But this is very sweet. Thank you, Phil.
Lucy, I turned in my resignation today.
You what?
I'm ready. I'm ready to retire. As soon as we're finished with this Staple Depot job, I'm out.
But, Phil...
I've read it over and over in my head, and I've made my choice. Lucy?
Oh, Phil, stop. Get up.
Lucy, I've never met a girl like you. You noticed me, even when I made a fool of myself. You've encouraged me to be a better person. You laugh at my dumb jokes when no one else does. You're the only girl I ever met that I can honestly say I would like to spend the rest of my life with, and I would be honored to have your hand in marriage. And the rest of your body, too.
Oh, Phil, yes, 1,000 times yes! But...
But what?
What about my job?
Oh, what's this in my pocket? Oh, it's a resignation letter, all written up for one Lucy Middlelast.
Oh, I see. Assuming I would say yes, are you?
What girl could resist the charm of Phil Jenkins?
Phil, Lucy, we gotta go.
Birds, what is it?
It's Kingpin and the Staples Depot group.
We're kind of in the middle of something.
We just got the intel. We know where he is. The director is ordering all agents on the case to move in now. That includes both of you.
Yes, sir, Bernie.
Alright, team. I need complete cooperation on this. We're dealing with a very dangerous man here. Our intel says we are catching him by surprise. But don't drop your guard. Assume he knows we are coming and assume everything is a trap. Now let's move. Team 1, I need you to strategically surround the facility. Team 2, you're with me. We'll move in this access panel on the west side of the building and bring this scumbag down. Do we have any questions? Alright, let's move!
Lucy, maybe you should stick with Team 1.
Phil, come on. I can't not do my job just because you're feeling sentimental. I've been in far more dangerous situations than this.
All right, but please be careful.
Let's move!
I love you, Lucy.
I love you, too. Be right back.
Feeling all right, man?
Yeah, I'm just nervous. I can't believe we're finally taking this scumbag down.
This is Red One. Come in, Hilltop. Over.
Hilltop here. Over.
We're in the building. It's quiet. Wait. I hear something. Oh.
Red One. Come in, Red One.
It's an ambush. I knew we were coming. Hilltop, get your team out of here. Now. Man down. Man down.
Red One. Red One. What's going on? Red One, come in.
Phil, we gotta go.
We can't. Lucy's in there.
She's gone, Phil. I'm not leading another team in there. We need to regroup.
Regroup? She could still be alive.
I assume I'm speaking to Hilltop.
We do not negotiate with terrorists. We will bring you down. Surrender now.
Your team's dead. We're not holding hostages. I encourage you to leave if you don't wish to join them. Oh, and next time, don't send in women. I just hate killing women. It really puts me in a sour mood. You have 30 seconds before we demolish the building.
No!
Phil, they're not going to destroy the building while they're still inside. Unless they escape off the roof of a helicopter. We gotta go, Phil. Now!
What if she's still alive? What if she's still in there?
Then there's nothing we can do. Team 2, fall back. Let's go,
can't
go,
leave.
Go!
I
Phil,
won't
come back
I'm
here!
Going.
No!
No!
Phil, I am sorry for your loss. Lucy was a great agent. But I know she was much more than that to you. Is there anything I can do to convince you to stay on board here at the agency?
No, Mr. Director, I don't think so.
I understand. But I want you to know that letting an agent with as much knowledge as you just walk away is highly irregular. But due to the circumstances, I have made an executive decision to allow it. This job has taken a lot from many good men. I understand that all too well, believe me. But I want you to do something for me in return.
Anything, sir.
I want you to look after this kid for me.
A kid? I don't really want to work with kids.
You don't have to do anything with him. Just, well, we'll just keep an eye on him. And if the time comes where you have to step in, then do so. But just live your life as usual, and check in on him every once in a while.
I don't know.
As a favor. To me, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and Phil.
Sir?
I am sorry.
Yeah, me too.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us for this very special two-part episode of The Ceiling Fan. As always, we thank you for your patience as we work together to record these episodes. These last two episodes were especially important to me because it's a backstory we've had on paper for a very, very long time. It took a great deal of time for me to get it in script form in a way that I felt was worthy of the backstory of our beloved character, Phil Jenkins. And the production took an equal amount of time. And all that to say, I'm very happy to have released it. I'm so grateful to the cast and crew who all worked very hard and donated their time to see this episode happen. The Ceiling Fan is a presentation of Tadpole Media Group. Episodes 51, Part 1 and 2 were written and directed by Kevin McCreary and produced by Kevin McCreary and Ben Chiles, with additional Foley by Christopher Green. Voice talent includes Kelly Taylor, Michael Benson, Meg Lagars, Michael Whaley, Joshua Mulvaney, Zachary Caddy, Scott McCreary, Mark Jones, and Justin McKenzie, with music by Garrett Vandenberg. We thank you for listening to The Ceiling Fan, and we look forward to bringing you more episodes very soon.